praise the Lord. We have the prophesying meeting. So this week we are on week 8 of the previous summer training. So maybe if you don't have it, you can share with someone nearby. But maybe we could read the title all together. Amen. Let's go. Reigning in life. Hallelujah. Reigning in life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I was a bit surprised by this message, but I feel like it's really enjoyable. So I'll just give a brief overview. And this is also, just to note, this is a continuation of week 7, in a sense, right? In week 7, we're talking about God's complete salvation, right? We have the judicial redemption, and then plus the organic salvation, and all the different components of that salvation. And so here we come to a very precious matter, which is reigning in life. So this is mostly out of Romans, actually covering the whole book of Romans, but particularly these verses in Romans 5. And so I'll just read them. The first one's 5:17. So, for if by the offense of the one, death reigns through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right, those who receive the abundance of grace
Amen.
And the gift of righteousness yes. will reign in life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then verse 21, in order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so I think, actually, the way the outline is structured here is really a progression. So I'll just briefly cover the different points, and then all the saints can overflow.
Amen.
So Roman numeral 1 says, God's complete salvation is for us to reign in life by the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. And so I just really appreciated, you know, this matter of reigning in life. Previously, my concept was this is just something in the future, right? This is once we've reached full maturity, then we can reign in life, right? Then we can have this, we're as kings, right? Or it's in the kingdom, right? But Brother Lee points out, actually, this is in what Paul is talking about here in Romans. It's not referring to the kingdom, right?
Right.
This is referring to our walk today.
Right, yeah.
And actually, this should really be our experience today.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. We should be reigning in life.
Amen.
And so actually, this is by the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness.
Amen.
And so I think day one and early in this week, it brought out, actually, we just need grace, right? Our need is not so much doctrine, so much teaching. Actually, there's not even very much we can, you know, tell someone to have this sort of living, right? But actually, we just need to receive grace.
Yeah.
Even to receive an abundance of grace,
Amen.
Right? I so appreciate it. You know, John, right, in John 1, right? The Lord came full of grace and reality.
Right? Amen.
Full of grace.
Yes.
Actually, and this grace is an abundant grace, right? It actually says grace has where sin has abounded, right? Grace has super abounded, right?
Amen.
So this should be our experience. We should have this grace, not just a little bit of grace, but we need to experience grace to this extent. And so it's really just a matter of receiving. And so I have to confess this week, for me personally, it was a lot of failure. I feel like in a lot of situations, I was not reigning over sin, death, and Satan. But actually, I just realized I was short of grace. I had not really received the supply, and I had not come to the Lord as grace. But actually, this, I was just so impressed. This is actually we can experience this today.
Amen.
This should be our experience.
Amen.
And then maybe we can read Roman numeral 2 together.
We need
to enter into the experience of reigning in life.
Amen.
Wow. So I think there's also some key points on reigning. Right, reigning is a particular word. It's not just there's a sort of ruling implication, right?
Uh-huh.
So actually, we rule over the negative things, or the negative things are subdued. But actually, this is very much related to our being submitted, right?
Yeah.
Our being submitted to God. And actually, if we don't have this sort of submission. There's no way for grace to reign in us. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And maybe we can read Roman numeral 3 together.
Reigning in life in Romans 5 is the key to everything in Romans 6 to 16.
Wow. Lord Jesus. Maybe we can actually read A and B here, these 2 points under 3.
Actually, in everything, chapter 6 to 16 in the body. Reigning in life is defined in chapters 6 through 16. All the matters expounded in these chapters are an issue not on our endeavoring, but our receiving the abundance of grace.
We can read C too.
If we reign in life, we are in all the matters presented in chapters 6 through 16.
So I think this is really wonderful. It's definitely not. I think prior to this, this is not my view concerning reigning in life, right? But actually, even the you know, there's a couple ways that Romans is presented. I think in the footnotes in the life study, there's like the four stages of Romans. But then in the complete salvation, right, we have all these different. Progressions, which I don't know off the top of my head, but you know, sanctification all the way going to glorification, Lord Jesus, and confirmation, but or being conformed. But amen. You know, these are all related to our experience of reigning in life. Actually, as we reign in life, we actually that's how we experience these things, right? There's no way to experience these things apart from reigning in life, right? If we're not reigning in life, can we experience, you know, transformation in the midst of our situations, right? It's only as we're experiencing grace in the midst of these that we're really being brought into all these different experiences. But praise the Lord. Actually, Romans also, it doesn't end after chapter 5. It doesn't end after even chapter 8, right, where we have this glorious summit. But actually, we see in the latter half of Romans, right, it's completely dedicated to the body and to the body life, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe we could read 4 together.
The issue of our reigning in life under the ruling of the divine life is the real and practical body life expressed in the earth life.
So I won't get too much into these points, but I also just really appreciate it. Our reigning in life is not actually just for our own victory, right? It's not for our own overcoming, our own experience with the Lord even, right? But actually, there should be a proper issue, which is the body life. And so this is presented in, especially in Romans 12 through 16. And actually in those chapters, right, there's a number. You know, it begins with even to present our bodies a living sacrifice, right? And to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Actually, to experience all these things in the body life, we need to be reigning in life. I think there's a point brought out one of the days about even our body, right? To have our body presented. It's not so easy, right? And so we need to experience reigning in life, even just to be here, right? Lord Jesus, but all these virtues and there's all the virtues brought out in Romans 12 and 13. Actually, we need to experience grace in such a way so that we have this, so that we can have this experience of reigning in life. So let's read Roman numeral 5 and then also 6 together.
We need to reign in life, imitating the Apostle Paul to bring the local churches into the fellowship of the body of Christ.
And then 6.
Romans 16 gives us an excellent pattern of the Apostle Paul in bringing all the saints into the flesh and blood of the entire body of Christ. It is in such a life that we can truly reign in life.
Praise the Lord. So this life, this reigning life, is actually not just for our own church life, but actually there's even a greater, right? We have an awareness for the body, and even of, right, not just for our own local church, right, but even blending with the other local churches, right, with the entire body of Christ. And we see really in Romans 16 how Paul addressed the church, right, even to remember all the different saints, and he means right to commend the sister in verse 1. And then even to tell of the other saints' support, right? It's his feeling and his consideration of the other churches was fully a matter of his reigning in life. And so we need to see his experience. Actually, this should be our experience in the body as well. So praise the Lord. I think all the saints can bring out their portion of what they enjoyed for this week. I know we have a lot of visitors as well, so feel free to share with us whatever it is you've been enjoying.
Hey.
I just start to feel the gap and things can continue. So I just want to follow this reign in life, some practical matter. So I think according to experience, you know, the God does not, God promised you can reign in life. But in experience, we could be actually slave of life. Or some like American people say, screw up the life, right? It could happen. Mm. It could happen. So the point here is, I think that God should give his son some training. And the real training is not by book. What I mean is the real training is not say that God put a teacher in this room, and then, you know, the student, the teacher, then read some, you know, guidelines, right? How do you reign life? Like 1, 2, 3.
Right.
You should worship God. You should follow Jesus Christ. No, that's not a real training.
Yeah.
Because the actual life is far more challenging like that. So, and then sometimes the learning is by God to allow people to fail. So I would say, if I look back, for me, my real learning is from the challenges. It's not from, you know, just a peaceful thing. My real learning is from challenges. So now I look around, the younger generation, probably about saying the truth. A lot of learning are in the adversaries. And in the God's training in the real setting. So I don't know who you are training through, but God's training is real. Okay. And then I just echo the body of Christ. The body of Christ is very, very important. It's like equally important as our personal relationship with God. Like, for example, you know, I have kids. Sometimes I come to the Lord and say, hey, you know, why is some teaching in my kids, like, you know, so make me so feel challenged. So one day, I even just I flip over a book by my children. It's a children's book. It's called A Farmer Boy. And then there's a chapter say the parents took a vacation. You know, parents went out for a week, and then the children take care of the farm. So I read the story. I say, oh wow. So my child is actually not that bad. So it give me this. Actually, that's also real, because I'm not alone. But anyway, so there's a lot of experience like that. So okay, let me just summarize. Yes, God's promise is rain, but we are trained by our failure, and we are not alone. We should never be alone. We should be in the body of Christ,
amen.
And we can learn together.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed this week, and I'm going to tie this message to the message, I think it was message 3 that Menorah gave on the first foods of entering into the good land, which was the wheat and the barley. And reigning in life, we reign in the life of Christ, right? We see several characters in the Bible, or certain saints in the Bible, that were the reigning ones. And of course, we know Joseph. We know that Joseph was mistreated by his brothers. Mm-hmm. But he went on and on so many years. He was in the dungeon. But he knew that their God had a purpose. That God had a purpose for him. And eventually he ruled the whole earth. He reigned in life. But before he could reign in life, he went through dungeons and cages and prisons. And he was truly, truly oppressed. We see Noah, who lived in this crooked and perverted situation, and how did he reign in life? He found grace, but Noah found grace.
Oh, wow.
And God was able to keep him reigning in life because he found this grace, right? Just like us today, in this age, we are in the days of Noah. And how did he rule? He ruled by just keeping his eyes on the Lord with the grace. And Paul was under the ruling of the divine life. Therefore, there was a certain dignity, and even in the way he conducted himself. When he was on the ship, and he was the prisoner, yet he was the one reigning in life. Yet he was the one calling the shots. And he was the one who was preserving the life. Because it was the Lord preserving his transcendency, right? And so we see that to reign in life means to live a restricted life in Christ. Our Lord himself, he lived under the authority of the Father. And we see the story of the centurion. The centurion, he recognized that the Lord was under some kind of authority. And therefore, he was able to reign, and the Lord said, never have I seen such faith. So this reigning in life is not just, I'm going to go in and I'm going to kill all these people and I'm going to overcome. Our overcoming is to be restricted.
Wow.
And I really never saw this matter of the wheat, in the message of, that message just changed me. And when I saw, just if I can just bring up some points, but we see that in this this matter that the Lord he was the God, he was the Almighty God who restricted himself in a man.
Amen.
In a man who couldn't do much, right? And he lived a restricted life, so that he entered into the cross and went into resurrection. And we see the barley, and we love the barley, and we love all the other elements in the good land, right? But everything stems from the restriction of the wheat, that the Lord could be wheat to me. And I have to tell you, saints, that I saw something. I just saw something in this message that has changed me. To live this restricted life and to, not complain, to stay in the cage, in the dungeon, in the prison. I mean, the Apostle Paul wrote his greatest epistle, the Philippians, when he was in the dungeon, in that jail, right? That he learned the secret. He learned to be abased, and he learned to have and to not have. And he learned Christ.
Right.
And so we reign in life by another life. By another life. So if we cannot live by this life, forget about reigning. There is no reigning outside of the dungeon and the cage. And then, the Lord does bring us into resurrection. We have these beautiful moments of enjoying him. And then the enjoyment is so high. The enjoyment is so high that everything else is just nonsense. It's like what this song is? Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look forth in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen.
That when we're in, can enjoy him in such a high level, all the things of the earth are dung. Not that he changes anything or it makes it any better, but it's better because we have the full enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just following brothers and sisters sharing. I felt like this week's message is really enlightening, right? On one hand, we all understand that this is, reigning in life is the highest attainment, right, of our, complete salvation. In fact, day one, it says, in the outline, it says, highest attainment of pursuing Christ is to reign with Christ in his divine life through his abounding grace.
Yeah.
Hey. Amen. And brothers and sisters already brought out that we really need to first enjoy this abundant grace.
Hey.
And actually to reign in life, we cannot do it by ourselves, right?
Amen.
By our own works or our, you know, our whatever we're trying to do by ourselves. It's our self-effort. It is actually really by enjoying Christ as a grace.
Amen.
A lot of times, you know, talking about, I think this was mentioned so many times in Brother Lee's message, right? So many times, you know, we cannot overcome our temper, right? This is ourself, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of times we lose it, right? That's why we call it lose our temper, right? And, you know, it actually happens so many times, let's say, you know, throughout the week, we can say, right? And a lot of times we were just, when this happens afterwards, we will actually feel regret. Okay, why did I lose it, right? And this is because we didn't enjoy the grace of Christ,
amen,
right? And, you know, if we're, And the message really told us that we actually have to enjoy the grace to the uttermost, actually
amen,
overflows.
Amen.
Then we could actually have this, you know, the life actually reigns in us.
Amen.
Amen. And so there's a definition that says, to reigning life is to conquer, subdue, and rule over Satan, the world, sin, the flesh, ourselves, and all the environmental circumstances.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I really feel that this is so concise and so revealing. I mean, or enlightening to all of us. You know.
Amen.
So, just as our brothers shared, you know, a lot of times the Lord will actually put us in the environment, right? And the environment is actually to train us, to force us or to open up a way to say you need grace now.
Amen.
Right?
Right?
Yes, you may try all your best to overcome the environment, but at the end we just like come to the Lord, oh Lord, I need your grace.
Yeah.
I just can't do it myself, right?
Amen.
And you know, if we turn more quickly to the Lord, then we actually endure less of the suffering, right? If we, you know, I feel like this is so enlightening to us. And also, as a sister pointed out, we need to be under the limitation of the law, of the Spirit, right? Actually, the limitations is not just the Lord, He just, you know, wants to limit us for the limiting sake. Because limiting means that to put us under His ruling. Right? Because to reign in life means we need to be king over something, right? So, in order to be king or in order to rule, we first need to be under the ruling of the highest ruling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the highest authority.
Right.
Actually, the authority over everything is not authority over something by ourselves. Actually, if we need to be have the authority over something, we need to first be put under God's authority.
Amen.
So the high authority is really in the universe is actually the God's authority. That's why we need to, you know, whenever we actually submit ourselves to the ruling of God, we actually spontaneously can rule over everything else, right? So I think this is such a light that to me this week, it's like, yeah, I cannot just do it. Even though whatever my personal effort or I wanted to rule over life, I need to be submit to God's ruling. Submit
Amen.
To God's. And actually today, God's ruling is not through the laws, through like whatever in the Moses, right? Are we happy that we're in the New Testament age?
Amen.
We can enjoy the sufficient grace.
Amen.
If you're in this grace, we'll automatically be under his limitation.
Amen.
Actually, only when we're actually enjoying the grace that we can be, you know, so willingly to be under his ruling.
Right.
So praise the Lord, you know, for this week's message. Amen.
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 I'd just like to add on what has already been shared. I think two big things. One, I appreciate we keep bringing up this matter of what it actually means to reign in life. Because you hear the word reign, you immediately think like you have a crown, you have a throne, pedestal, a scepter, all that.
Yeah.
But we clearly see that to reign in life is to reign not over each other or over people or even over events, but to reign over the evil powers,
wow,
the things within us. It's actually to reign over ourselves, really. That's
wow,
mainly what it is.
Right.
So I appreciate what Sister Virginia said. This is actually a really good tie-in to the topic of the wheat, and we could talk all about that, but there's a lot in that message. But I was actually just reminded of a really good example of the Lord himself and how he reigned in life. In Matthew 11, very famous verse, "Come to me, all who toil and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Anyways, everyone knows the verses, but we tend to forget the context of which that was said. He was preaching the gospel in many different cities, and they all rejected him. And then he reproached them. He said, you know, woe to you, and all these things. And if I were the Lord, you know, I'm God. I'm preaching the gospel. I'm trying to bring my salvation to everyone, and not a single person repents. Like, can you imagine? Like, I'm disappointed when I preach the gospel, but I'm a sinner, and this is God himself, and nobody receives him.
Wow.
But I love verses 25 through 27. I'll just read it. It says, "At that time, Jesus answered and said, I extol you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth." It's interesting how it says he answered, but you didn't see what the Father said. So clearly there was something that the Father spoke to him inwardly. And I realize that this is very much our experience. When we're put in certain situations, we can't force ourselves to just try to overcome, to try to reign in life in that situation.
Yeah.
But I can testify in my experience, many times I'm put in that situation, the Father gives me a word, something within. And at that point, I have a choice. Do I complain? Do I murmur?
Right.
Or do I extol the Father? Yeah. Do I praise him? So this is very practical. Like, many times, the words that we hear today, maybe we're in a bad situation on Wednesday or Thursday, the Lord will speak to us. And
Amen.
Then we can choose to extol our Father. Yeah. And then that connects to the later verses. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Amen. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In the footnotes it says the yoke is referring to the Father's will. So Father's will, according to the Lord, is easy. But I mean, you look in the Bible, it doesn't seem that easy. But according to the Lord, it's easy. And the burden is referring to carrying out the Father's will, to carrying out the yoke. And this burden is light. So this is, may this be more of our experience, that we exercise our spirit of faith to believe that when we take the Father's will upon us and not our own like self-made yokes or burdens, we will spontaneously reign in life.
Amen.
I was really shined by Lord yesterday by listening to a sister's testimony. It really gave me a lot of shining, and I want to share 3 points I touch. One point is for the prayer, because yesterday the sister led us to pray. I realized how shallow my prayer used to be. That's why I'm not really enjoying my prayer a lot of times, because it's so shallow. It's not touch the Lord from my spirit. And when we pray, it's not like only you pray, okay, Lord, shine on me, and then keep on going. Maybe after we pray, Lord, please shine on me, and then stop there. And just wait. Wait for Lord to really shine on you, show you what's inside of you, what's your sin, and what's your sickness, your weakness, and everything negative, bring to the Lord, and to get a shine from the Lord. And then you can touch the Lord and have his leading. And the other thing I really touch is, you know, don't sin from your lips. And the sister told us, for a Christian, it's not easy for you, you know, to kill people, steal. This kind of sin is not easy. But it's very easy for us to sin by our lips. Yeah, it really touched me. Actually, I read these words multiple times and heard a sister and brothers mention this multiple times. But I don't know why yesterday this really touched me.
Oh,
I just, really repent, repent. How many times my lips sin and say something not pleased to the Lord. And how many times this sin, you know, bring me a lot of troubles. Yeah, I really repent to the Lord and get shine from the Lord. And the third thing is the sister also, you know, prayed to the Lord, and then the Lord showed her a lot of pictures of her, you know, trauma before. And every picture, when she has a difficulty or very hard affliction, the Lord showed her there's angels around her. Mm-hmm. Even before she was saved and baptized. So it really touched me, and I have a lot of fear and worries before, and from that moment, I feel I not fear anymore. Because I know, no matter what happened, Lord always will protect us, will arrange, you know, saints or angels around us to give us help. So that really shined on me yesterday. And also, I think a lot of times we fail in life. We are the failure, we are the loser. Why? Because we try to reign by ourselves. Mm-hmm. We don't try to reign by the Lord. Yeah, do you think you can overcome the Satan? You can overcome all the negative forces? Mm-hmm. I don't think so, because they are spiritual, they are spiritual forces. We are just, you know, flesh and blood. So we really need to reign in life by Lord's life.
Amen.
Not by ourselves.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All my sisters sharing everything, repent, okay? It's not easy to repent, but I think we heard this term many times. If you're in church life long enough, right? So we know we need to reign in life. The question is how, right? I'm trying to flip through. I don't really see anything that, like, very short, quick answer, but I think this may explain. This is under outline Roman numeral 2 and C number 3. When we reign life by being under the ruling of the divine life, we are delivered from the authority of darkness. Under the ruling, so I mean, I just feel very touched by this. Under the ruling of the divine life.
Amen.
I mean, being a former teacher in high school, I mean, this is very, many, many years ago. So I think for me, trying to be subject to somebody else is very hard, right? If you're the teacher, you have control over the whole class, right? So you're used to people listen to you, but not you, not the other way around. Mm. I mean, this is, I think my dear husband can do this testimony, you know, we married for many, many years, but I always felt, why I have to listen to him? Why he cannot listen to me? Why I think I'm correct, 1,000% correct, then I have to listen to him, which I think is like 1% correct. Mm-hmm. But regardless, and I think just more, you know, sorry not to scare you young people, especially the one just got engaged. But I think... You have life-saving tools here, right? And I remember my sister told me, my younger sister, she lives in Germany. She's married to a very, very, very dear German brother. So she told me when she got married, her husband told her, okay, it's like, think about this as a triangle, okay? You young people are not married, okay? The triangle, so we all subject to this heavenly king, this divine life, right? The heavenly rule. Mm. And here is the husband, he's a wife. So once you all, we're all responsible, we're all subjected to that head, then everything will be in place. But if you're trying to tilt the balance, then everything is out of place. I don't know if I explained correctly, but that's my sister always told me. And sorry to say, after being married like over 30 years, I finally experienced a little bit with my old stubbornness and, but praise the Lord, the only way for us to really reign in love is we all have to individually to be subject to that divine life. Yes. It's actually like one sister or brother mentioned. You have to overcome yourself. That's pretty much your pride or whatever. But praise the Lord. That's our, to me, that's, I'm really, you know, convicted. So I really need to repent. Lord, I need to,
amen,
to be under the ruling first.
Amen.
But enjoy abundant grace.
Amen.
Otherwise, there's no way by my flesh, natural flesh, trying to be, you know, under that heavenly rule. Amen. So once we all enjoy the abundant grace, then we can experience reigning life. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, I see in number two the answer for how to reign in life in the day two.
Yes. Right? Mm-hmm.
You know, principle, what is principle? It's fundamental truth, right? That we follow, we're guided, right? Now, for example, when I'm teaching a student, a new driver, how to drive, that's what I do, right? A new driver. I tell them about the principle of making a turn. Mm. I tell them, you know, when the American system and the English system are different. So when the principle is that in the American system, when you make a right, you start turning with the left. When you make a left, you start turning with the right. But the English system is different. It's called feeding. So a lot of people, probably some of you, that drive also feeding. Right? The hand over hand is the American system. So this is in chapter 5, talking about the principle of reigning in life. But in chapter 8, it's talking about the experience of reigning in life. Right? So, but there's a problem. How could we reign in life? James says, chapter 4, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Mm-hmm. This is the problem. And day 2, you're talking about submission. Mm-hmm. Right? Day 2. Right? Yeah. Falling upon his face, Moses submitted himself to Jehovah. Mm-hmm. The problem is that we have this sinful nature in us that don't separate us from the Lord and grace. Mm-hmm. We know all this fundamental truth. We have all this high truth. You know, we have a lot of knowledge, right? In this ministry, we really learn a lot, right? But do we humble? Are we submissive? Mm. See, first of all, in our nature, we need to submit to the Lord, because we probably don't sin. Right? We don't really commit a sin, robbing or anything, lying, things like that. But as soon as somebody tells us something, right, come on, we don't like it. We don't like how he talks. We don't like what he says, who he is. We judge our neighbor. We judge our classmate. You see? Mm-hmm. So grace is not going to work. You're not going to reign in life when you are criticizing others. Looking at others are different because you have a high education. Others don't have any education. Mm-hmm. So reigning in life is not going to work. Mm-hmm. We don't have it. We need to be submissive. See, it says here that Moses submitted himself to Jehovah. Because of his submission, Jehovah was able to come in to deal with his situation. It seemed that Moses was ruling and reigning in life, right? Actually, no. Actually, Jehovah was reigning when he submitted to the Lord, when he denied himself. You see, if we don't deny ourselves, we can talk a lot about reigning in life. It's not going to work.
That's right.
No? We need to be humble. We need to really repent. I always have to repent myself because I'm proud. I'm talking about myself. You know? I think because we have this nature. So we need to be submissive to the Lord. And there is one pray here that we should pray. It's in day 1. Maybe we can pray this together. It's in the date one, Lord, he says, Lord, I'm willing for every hindrance to be removed. I want to give myself directly over to you.
Lord, fill me completely with yourself as grace. Amen.
So when this happens, we humble to the Lord, and we hate our pride, then we will reign in life with him.
Praise the Lord. This week, every week, when we read the messages, I myself need to ask what God wants to tell us this week.
Right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord wants us, when we come to the meeting, to the church life, God wants us to reign in life.
Amen.
And to reign in life is not by myself, by our old man, but reign by another life.
Right.
And how to reign in life, brothers mentioned again here this week, is by his abundant grace. How to experience his abundant grace, brothers and sisters. Here mentions that we need, like Brother Minching mentioned, that we need first to be submissive to God. And when we submissive to God, we can enjoy. We can come to him to enjoy him as his grace.
Amen.
Through his word. Amen. When we come through his word, we can enjoy Him as grace. He mentioned that we need to soak and saturate it with His Word. Oh, Lord Jesus. So we need to come to His Word and soak and saturate it with His Word.
Amen.
Secondly, oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. And secondly, we have mentioned in here in Romans 8:37-39, we are never separated from the love of God.
Amen.
So we need to always continue when we come to the God, immersed in His love. And also, Brother mentions we need to live a grafted life. That is, we live with another life, not with our old life. Grafted, this means we have been chopped from the old tree and put in the new trees. So after we enjoy Him as a grace, we can reign in life. Reign in life is here. The result is in our church life. The church life, when we come to the church life, we become living sacrifice. Living sacrifices mean a burnt offering. The message, I think it's message 5 or 6. We have become burnt offering. We are nothing here except Christ. When we think, we don't think highly of ourselves. And then we realize in the church life, we just members. All of us has a function. And then we expressing His virtues. His virtues, as Brother mentions, when we enjoy and reign in life, there is no more hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is means, I ask you to do it, I don't do it. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we need to enjoy Him.
Amen.
To seal, to burn in flame of our love toward Him, like reminding of Ephesus. Enduring all tribulations, like in Smyrna. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This is encouraging us in the church life. So we can have harmonious church life. And then each one of us circulating, I mean, supplying life.
Amen.
What I often mention is that I cook omelette. Is different with which you cook. So you can still present it omelette, but with different tastes. Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to be blended together.
Amen.
To have real church life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This message is very profound and very heavy because I only joined one in 1997, February. The training for the Chinese speaking. Then that's only one. Then another start from 1996, December, the crystallization. From the, it's from our Roman 5 to 6. So it's not that easy. So I hope we have a training. They are fresh. They just come from the Anaheim. Maybe they can, you know, can share with them how they enjoy. We give you the chance to them first, okay? Because what we fellowship in here, I don't know. We leave this central message here for a long time because this is a very heavy message. Actually relate to the last message, talk about the judicial redemption and organic salvation, the complete salvation. After this one, now we have a brotherly use of word. You see the message one he talked about. Approve. After the complete salvation, approve. You have a life. You can express is reigning life. It's not that easy, okay? What are we understanding here is the far away from the beginning. So, I'm sorry, I shouldn't do that, but we get a good chance the training come back from. Wow! Amen. They have fresh and let them share it. It's a three.
That's a good idea.
When they are preparing, I use 1 minute to share a little bit. I'm not doing anything, you know. I'm sorry, brother, told we need to enter into the experience of reigning in life. First, we need to see God's complete salvation for is for us to reign in life by what? The abundance of grace and of the
Amen.
Gift of righteousness.
Amen.
When I was 29 years ago, when I just entered into the church life, we start recite the book of Romans.
Mm-hmm.
And we all pass, right? Since then, we have tested. This word phrase is very familiar, but in reality, how much do I have it? The abundance of grace and of the gift of the righteousness. We already received the righteousness, right? Salvation of the righteousness objectively, but we will need to receive continually the abundance of grace, which is the process to train God as the consummated spirit that we may bring in life subjectively.
Amen.
Amen.
And the brother mentioned the few. There's a, in day one says wherever after the prayer when. Wherever you are, at work, school, or in your car, stay open to the Lord and be filled with Him as grace. There's three words mentioned in day one, very much, repeatedly. One, two words, filled and ring, and the noun is grace. I remember why I mentioned this because Ethan was sitting here last year. I think when he before he leaves he left for the training, I asked him, "What do you want me to pray for you?" And he shared. He said, "I want to learn how to be open to the Lord."
Amen.
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 I still pray for you on that. This year we didn't update it yet, but that reminds me and encouraged me too. We need to be open to the Lord and learn to be open to the Lord.
Amen.
Then we can be filled. How? Every time I feel. I failed, and I just tell the Lord, I say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. I keep saying that. Then the Lord will shine upon me and heal me. And, you know that experience if you have ever done this.
Amen.
In the morning, when you open up your eyes, 30 seconds you can do. What? Lord, I love you.
Amen.
Once you say that, Lord, I love you. Spontaneously,
yeah.
You feel, Lord, I'm not worthy.
Yeah.
I'm a sinful person. How can you love me?
Yeah.
Then I will confess and I say, Lord, forgive me. That's the second sentence. Lord, you forgive me. You have a forgiving power.
Amen.
And after that, you ask the Lord, Lord, fill me now.
Amen.
Fill me today.
Amen.
Whatever I experience, I will encounter you or how I talk to my husband, my son, to the saints, Lord, fill me now.
Amen.
Your grace.
Amen.
Practice this. Lord is faithful. He will bring us to another stage to experience, no matter we success or we fail. But Lord, thank you for this grace.
Amen.
Abundant grace. Amen.
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 Go, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so yes, I also appreciate it, because this Roman numeral, or point C, under 1, says that this is the highest attainment for a Christian. And so, of course, we all want to reach this level, we want to arrive at this. But it is very high, and so how do we practically enter into this? Well, there's many items in Romans 5, but before I get there, ultimately we're talking about death and life here. And so if you look at 1 John 3:14, it says, we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers, hallelujah. He who does not love abides in death.
Mm.
Well, what is our loving organ? It's our heart. So this is why Paul is saying things like singing with grace in your hearts.
Yeah.
So we experience the grace of God in our hearts, and this gets manifested as life, and we enjoy life in that way with the faculties of our soul. And so if we are not loving the Lord, you shall love the Lord from your whole heart, right?
Amen.
From your whole soul. And so the absolute best way, I appreciate our sister bringing out, this, the only way to experience this is to love the Lord.
Amen.
And we love the Lord also by being open to Him.
Yes.
By allowing
Amen.
Him to speak to us, by allowing
Amen.
Him to shine on us.
Amen.
We say, Lord, my heart is for you.
Amen.
I just give my whole being to you.
Amen.
You know, I may be offended by what you speak to me, but I still want to give myself to be open to you.
Amen.
I don't want to be bitter with the shining that you shine into me. Because I know that your heart is for me to reign in life,
Amen.
Is to be a co-king with you.
Amen.
And so this should really concern us, because this is our eternity. This is our eternity future in Revelation 22. And so that's why John mentions at the very last verse of the Bible, grace be with you.
Amen.
Because you're going to need it in order to reign in life. And so there are a number of items in Romans 5. We have two men. It's Adam and Christ. We have two acts, sin, a result of Adam's disobedience, and redemption as a result of Christ's obedience. The result of sin in Adam is death. But the result of redemption in Christ now is life.
Amen.
We have life in Christ.
Amen.
And so if we're abiding in this person, we're abiding in love, we're enjoying grace with our hearts to God, and we reign in life.
Amen.
And so this word in is very important. What are we abiding in? It's in life. It's in death. What do we abide in our daily living? Oh, Lord Jesus, my diet has to change. You know? I mean, spiritually speaking, you know? What do we take in, right? I think Brother Minoru hammers this home again and again. What do we take in? Are we taking in a person? Are we living in a person? The entire world is contrary to this and wants to bring us out of this. But we just have to care for loving this lovely person. And so there's also four reignings here in Romans 5. Death is reigning, sin is reigning, life is reigning, grace is reigning. And so I was wondering, okay, where does this all fit in? Well, if you look at a footnote, it says death reigns through sin.
Right.
So death, Satan, is using sin in order for man to abide in death. But now Christ is using grace, right? Life reigns through grace.
Yes.
And so Christ is empowering us, the abundance of grace, to reign in life. This is why this message is after judicial redemption versus organic salvation. The judicial redemption is the gift of righteousness, and the organic salvation is the abundance of grace.
Amen.
So these are very deep things, but ultimately I think we just need to love the Lord.
Amen.
We absolutely need to give ourselves to love the Lord.
Amen.
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 I wasn't really, I just glanced to it, and it really catch me is reign in life is just equal to submission. And this is really difficult lesson. And through our life, God will put all kind of situations just to learn this lesson. Without submission, you cannot know God fully. When I was visiting Turkey, there's something really touched my heart. Because we met two young families. They migrate from Taiwan to Turkey.
Wow.
Very young.
Mm.
High 20, low 30. And one family had three kids. 4 years old, 3 years old, and 2 years old. Another family, they just gave birth to a baby, and the wife is still in Taiwan, but she's going to come soon. These two family, when we met them, I was so encouraged by them. Just look at them. Because I say that you are our second generation. But I see the boldness. I see the hard working in you. Because we asked them, why you choose Turkey? They say, we have burden to migrate to overseas, but we didn't put any destination. So they give the whole control to the church, and they choose. So they put them in Turkey. Turkey, total against our nature. The food is different, the language different, the culture is totally different. Because when I visited, I was so shocked, and I say, I might visit them, but I will not live there. Because it's so how difficult it is.
Yes.
And they have to learn the language from the basic, totally. But so if you live there, you are constantly under the cross. You are not going to have an easy life. And they told us the situation over there, and I see myself, so I 100% agree with them. But they're full of hope.
Wow.
I mean, this is what I see, that when you really have this divine life, nothing is going to make you feel negative. And nothing.
Wow.
They don't know how to, actually they say they don't know how to begin the war. So I told them it's not us begin the war. It's him begin the war.
Wow.
But how much work he's going to accomplish is limited by us, because it depends on our, you know, our vessel. How big is the vessel? But he's the one always begin the war, not us to start the war. And then in our fellowship, I'm sorry, just 1 minute. In our fellowship, we really comfort each other. Not just we feel comforting. They feel much comforting with so many sins. They see such a long time. And then they keep on asking us, could encourage you, come back to visit them, because they need this kind of encouragement. So then you see how lonely they will be there, right? Because they are surrounded by Muslim, all kind of different culture. But all I'm saying is their submission, bring them to experience what is reigning in life.
Amen.
We live here, we are very comfortable. We eat whatever we want. We buy whatever we want, because America is so rich. But then it also says something. We never really learn deep in life, what is reigning in life, or we never ever learn how big is this salvation, or how precious is this salvation that we're able to hear, to know this God and the deep of this God. But all my burden is, I hope someday I still will go back and see them, because they are such a good example. So young, and they still can learn submission to whatever God wants them.
Amen. I was going to share kind of something else, but maybe just, I remember something that really touched me during the message when he spoke on the problem of, because we know that reigning in life comes from our experiencing the abundance of grace.
Right? Amen.
And so, but he's always, and he went, the whole reason God went through a process, right, is to dispense this grace to us.
Right.
And so he's always trying to dispense grace to us, and this process is always happening. But the problem is not on God's side, right? The problem is always on our side of the receiving. And so something he said was, may we learn what it is to be the best receiver. Lord, make me the best receiver. Help me learn to receive from you. Amen. Not to be a good brother or sister, but Lord, help me to receive this grace.
Amen.
And I just realized, like, you know, we're all learning. Like, we're all in different places, different stages of the process. But I think just realizing that reigning in life is not something in the future,
right,
but it's just something now.
Yes.
And really the only thing we can do is to just, you know, turn to the Lord. How open are we, right?
Right. Right.
Where are we in our receiving of His grace?
Right.
I think, anyway, but something that I was really enjoying, though, that I wanted to share was we kind of see all these examples of these ones who reigned in life, and they're under restriction.
Yeah.
And even we see later in the outline that it's, what is the reigning in life for? It's for the body life.
Amen.
And even actually in the, one of the points, it says that actually if you're not in this life, then you actually can't reign in life. And
right.
I was kind of like, that's kind of like a cycle, circular thing. But just realizing, like, practically speaking, like when you, so I had an experience, and I'm on a service where sometimes I just have to plug in a new computer and turn it on. And to set up a new computer for one of the serving ones. And hourly, it's a very simple thing. And a lot of times in that service, it's like, sometimes I feel like I don't need to, like, another member of the body to do it, because it's just like, it's literally just plugging in the computer. But there is one experience I had where the Lord even touched me, like, hey, why are you doing this by yourself? Like, where, like, you have a brother with you on the service. And I was like, Lord, like, it's literally just plugging in the computer and, like, pressing, like, through the thing. And it's like, but I was just, I couldn't keep going in that way. I didn't think I had much pride, because I'm not very skilled in any, like, hardware things or whatever, but I was just like, it's literally just like plugging in a computer and turning it on. But the Lord really touched me that I didn't have this, I guess, humbleness, or I somehow had this pride that I didn't think I had in me. And even the brother spoke a word on this in his message, where he's saying that we need to beware of these things hidden in us. And so I had to call this brother, like, hey, bro, can you come, like, just help me set up this computer? And he was like, you know, like, it's not that hard. I was like, yeah, bro, but, you know, two for testimony is always good. And it was actually so enjoyable to just do that with this brother.
Amen.
And I felt like even something in me kind of was killed a little bit. And I was just like,
amen.
I realized in that moment I had enjoyed more of the abundance of grace. And I don't know where I'm at now, like, you know, on this timeline. I just know maybe I'm a little bit further, at least in a little, maybe one step more in terms of experiencing this grace. And realizing that I just need to be open to the Lord, right? If I was closed, you know, Lord, like, it's just plugging a computer, like, stop, like, I can just do it. Then it's like, I wouldn't have had that experience. Yeah. I wouldn't have had that experience of experiencing His grace. Mm-hmm. And in that way, I wouldn't have been able to reign over that negative thing that was within me. And yeah, that's what I enjoyed.
Amen.
Amen.
I think I appreciate this outline has two main points that seem contradictory to each other. You know, it mentioned how it's something so high, you know, that's what Nick mentioned, but Ethan mentioned it's something we can experience now. And I remember this phrase a brother would always say, you know, we have the highest truth, but it's so easy to get into the life practices. Mm. And I think even in this message, in these, I think even just these past two trainings, there's really been a turn to something more experiential. You know, after the end of the crystallization study messages, we have these two trainings, and I felt the brother's burden has always been that we would enter into the experience, both this July training and the past December one. And you know, I think this happens a lot, especially, or this is what I noticed, you know, all these things are very high-peak truths. You know, reigning in life is something we think is in the fourth stage. But, you know, here we see we can get into it now. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded, like, even this past December one, you know, we think that all-inclusive good land is something very simple to enter. But, you know, the bear is opened up with warfare, which we would also think is something in the fourth stage. Mm-hmm. But he opens it up with redemption, brings us into an army. So I just appreciate how, you know, all these things are actually, we can already enter into.
Right.
And here in this outline, I really appreciate, you know, in Roman numeral 3, we have this turn. You know, reigning in life in Romans 5 is the key to everything in Romans 6 to 16.
Amen.
And I was so puzzled by this, but maybe just in my considerations, I don't know if it's right or wrong, and I'm willing to be corrected, but it's so interesting. In Romans, in the whole book of Romans, it's the topic is from sinners become sons of God.
Right.
And we would think reigning in life should be somewhere in chapter 16, but it's placed in Romans 5.
Right.
It's very interesting. So in our experience after, you know, we were saved, we don't, you know, we enter into reigning in life immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like how spiritual warfare is something we enter into to enjoy the good land.
Right.
And I think I really appreciate, though it's so high, you know, in Romans 5:17, we see it's also something so simple, because it says, you know, for if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And here we see it's so simple. It's just, you know, much more those who receive. We just need to be receivers of the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness.
Amen.
And we will reign in life.
Amen.
And you know, as the sister brought up, I really appreciate, and even the brother, he brought up Noah. Noah was one who found grace in the sight of Jehovah. So, you know, for us to receive, we need to be those who find. And you could say, like, how can we find? You know, but, you know, we just need to take the word. We need to take the Lord's promise. You know, Romans 7:7 says, seek and you shall find.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we seek God day by day, you know, this is just how we practically reign in life. As we seek God day by day, seek His grace, we will find grace. And when we find grace, we would receive the abundance of grace. And this abundance of grace will just, you know, as we just enjoy, it's not we reign in life first and we enjoy grace. It's just by our spontaneous enjoyment of grace, you know, it's just, We reign in life spontaneously.
Amen.
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 Amen. Just share something real quick I enjoyed from day two, which I feel like is probably a repeat of a lot of things you guys shared. But I enjoyed how we are saved by a life that is not only divine, but also royal and kingly.
Right.
This is the life that enables us to reign over the negative and insubordinate things in our life, such as sin, the world, Satan, the natural man, the self, individualism. And this is all for the accomplishing of the building up of the organic body of Christ.
Amen.
In the fulfilling of the New Testament economy of God. I really enjoyed in day one, Romans 5:17. And I was reading the footnotes of that verse, and the first footnote reveals that those who receive the abundant grace are able to reign in life. For
life issues out of the abundance of grace. And then in the second footnote, it talks about how reigning in life is completely not a matter of our endeavoring, but it's completely based off of our receiving of this grace. You know, sometimes we may think that doctrine, teaching, exhortation may help us overcome these negative things. We resort to the self to try to terminate the self, but really that just feeds onto the self,
right?
But the reality is that we need to, the only way to overcome these things is to receive this abundance of grace, which issues in God's life.
Amen.
So the only way is to turn to another source, which is God Himself.
Yes.
And you know, when we have God as our source, right? We receive this abundance of grace, which is God's life, which issues in God's life, which is the Zoe life, right? And then in Matthew 25:4, the verse you know, says that, but the prudent took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And then, you know, in this verse, right, you know, the matter of having oil in our lamps is having God's life in our spirit. But actually, it also reveals that we need to take oil in our vessels, which is God's life in our entire being, even in our soul life. So we need to have this Zoe life. We need to live by this. We need to live according to this Zoe life.
Amen.
In order to reign in this life.
Amen.
And not by our own life. And it's just, or my last example would just be, you know, in day two, it talks about number 16 when those three people were rebelling against Aaron and Moses, right? And then Moses, he fell on his face and submitted to Jehovah. And because of this submission, God was able to come in and deal with the situation. And outwardly, it may seem like, you know, Moses was ruling, but really it was God coming in through his submission and being present in the situation and dealing with it. So in the same sense, in our reigning in life, right, you know, when we live by this Zoe life, right, we reign in life.
Right.
But it outwardly may seem like as if, you know, oh, maybe that I have control over the situation, or I'm ruling over it by an iron rod or something. But really, you know, it's God and only God Himself being present in the situation.
Amen.
And God being the sovereign God in the situation.
Amen.
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 In Genesis 1:28, God told man, God blessed man, and He told him, be fruitful, multiply,
amen,
and subdue the earth.
Yes.
Right? In that verse, we see this key word, subdue. Mm-hmm. There's a need, and actually a struggle taking place.
Uh-huh.
A need for man to subdue the earth. Right?
Amen.
And so when it comes to reigning in life, it's really in this context of struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fight. Right, it's a fight to reign in life, to overcome our temper, even to overcome our pride. You know, whenever our pride takes us over, it's reigning us, right? But we would be the ones who would reign over all these negative things.
Amen.
And so we see this. There is a need. In Romans 5:17, it says, "Those who receive the abundance of grace,
amen,
and of the gift of righteousness." I really enjoyed Paul's mentioning grace first, right? Mm-hmm. The abundance of grace. There is a need for us to receive.
Amen.
It's not up to our struggling, right? Yeah. It's not up to our achieving to try to reach the throne. Amen. But we first just need to come to the Lord.
Amen.
Empty ourselves, be open, and just receive grace.
Right.
This grace is a person that wants to be lived through us.
Amen.
And even our supply to meet every situation.
Amen.
Wow. Right? And so this grace is for us to enjoy.
Amen.
We just need to receive a grace, not just once,
amen,
but again and again.
Amen.
That means we need to come forward boldly,
amen,
to the throne of grace.
Amen.
This grace,
amen,
is abundant.
Yes.
And as we see Romans in Romans 12, the setting for us to reign in life, and even 16, is the church life. The church life is really a test to us.
Yes.
It's going to test us whether or not we're truly enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
But at the same time, it's on the positive side. The Lord gives us the church life so that we can experience His grace in full.
Amen.
In Romans 16, Paul says, "The God of peace crush Satan under your feet.
Amen.
Right? The grace of the Lord be with you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the church life.
Amen.
Where we could experience abounding grace.
Amen.
And we are able to reign over all the negative things.
Amen.
Lastly, I was touched by Paul's pattern. And that's why I said it's a test. He greeted at least 27 names.
Yes.
Right? This shows that he had a considerable amount of knowledge and even care with regard to these saints.
Amen.
This is my prayer. Lord, I want to be able to just name saints, to greet the saints. Right?
Hey, hey.
This is what Paul experienced, right? Through his experience, through his receiving the abundance of grace.
Yeah.
And he's able to live out not only this Christian life, but even to live the church life.
Amen.
And to be in the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed this week's... It's not just about reigning over Satan, but it's about reigning in life. And I really enjoyed how important this in life is. That we really need the Lord, and we really need to rely on Him as the source of our reigning.
Amen.
And then I enjoyed this portion in day three, that when we reign in life, we enjoy the riches of God by calling on the name of the Lord, by believing the Lord's word, and by announcing the glad tidings.
Amen.
I just enjoyed that when we have this life reigning in us, we can enjoy all of these things.
Amen.
And I can say that definitely in my experience, by being in this life, you just get all of the riches of Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
I feel like Stan's almost shared all what I want to say. So I think it's wonderful prophesied meeting. Lord's grace and speaking is abundantly shared by all the saints.
Yes.
All the body.
Amen.
I would dare to say it's super abundantly shared by the body. But I will probably still try to wrap up in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I don't know.
Yes.
Set a timer. 10 minutes. Okay. So I think brothers and sisters all mentioned this as a continuation from the last message, and I really appreciate our brother told that, you know, that only the senior saints here can testify how crucial this message is, because this message is shared by Brother Lee in 1996, and you know, continually in 1997, almost to the end of his ministry,
yes,
stressing this point about the organic salvation of God.
Amen.
And reigning in life is the full experience of the organic salvation.
Yeah.
So this is really, you know, his last burden or his eventual ultimate burden from the God, that we will be all experiencing this reigning in life in our church life. So actually the point, Roman numeral 3, this point specifically mentioned by Brother Lee on that training in 1996, because he mentioned this is actually his new light. You know, in the past 60 years of his study from the Bible, this is his new light. He mentioned that reigning in life is the key to everything in Romans through 6 to 16. Brother also mentioned that it's a little bit confusing from the beginning why we think this is from Romans 5 is the key through the rest of the Romans. We think maybe that should be the last stage to reign in life by our natural concept, right? But actually, you know, reigning in life is not only happening in the internal eternity. Reigning in life happening in our today.
Amen.
Actually, if we don't experience this reigning in life today, we cannot reign in that day in eternal. In eternity.
Amen.
That's why it's so crucial and it's the key. Right, in the past, in all this Romans experiences. So actually also brother mentioned that from the Genesis, there are two origin or two resource or two trees. One is life, one is death. The knowledge and truth and right and evil, right? So from the beginning, the Lord put us in front of the tree of life. So originally, his purpose is for us to reign in life.
Amen.
Unfortunately, our ancestor Adam actually didn't subdue God's order, and he take the other way. So now, you know, the Lord Jesus, he reopened this way for us to take the tree of life.
Yes.
So the only way we can ring in life is to have this life.
Yes.
And this life is King life. This life is our Lord's life.
Amen.
He's the only King. Amen. So the only way is, so here we all receive this life. And the only way to practice this is to exercise our spirit.
Yes.
To, you know, to let the Spirit set the throne in us. To live according to the Spirit. To live according to this life in us. So that we can reign. Another point I would bring up is the abundance of grace. It's so great that we are in the grace, in the kingdom, age of grace. The meaning of that is that we can experience grace today.
Amen.
You know, in the other day, you know, it won't be the grace, age of grace, right? So, how to experience this grace, right? Here is the definition from the outline, is that grace is God himself as our sufficient supply for our organic salvation.
Amen.
So grace is actually God himself supply
us.
It can be big, it can be small. It can be just, you know, coordinate with some brothers to push a button for the laptop. Or you can be experiencing the Lord in our job or in our daily living.
Amen.
Raising the kids or in anything. In subtle things or big things.
Amen.
It's just to take God himself as our supply.
Amen.
Not ourselves. Actually, if you're thinking this way, then it becomes very easy. Because it's not by ourselves. It's by God. In another way, it's hard, because that means you have to turn to him all consistently, right? So, but down to the earth, brother mentioned that this is very easy to practice. And it's very much related to our heart. There's another point under the Roman numeral 2, small point D. There says, to ring in life is to have our hearts directed by God.
Amen.
So, back to the practice is our heart.
Yes.
Our hearts need to be directed by God.
Amen.
That's the way. And I think also the burden from this message, that's the first section, but is not just a personal thing. It's for the church life.
Amen.
So in the following Roman numerals, we can see that the reigning in life is a church, is the matter of the body.
Amen.
So it's the real and practical body life expressed in the church life.
Amen.
That's the, you know, what brother mentioned is the setup for where we practice.
Right.
Reigning in life.
Amen.
Paul set a wonderful example for us.
Right.
In Romans, you know, actually when he wrote the Romans, he is in Corinth. But he at least mentioned 27 saints' names.
Amen.
Those saints actually are in Romans. So he remembered all the saints. He put those saints on his heart. If you really count the name in Romans, I believe there are around 50 names. So where other 20-something names come from? That's come from other churches. So in Paul's heart, he has all the saints' name on his heart, and he is an excellent example about the issue of reigning in life.
Amen.
If we have this reigning in life, church life, we will put saints' hearts in our hearts.
Amen.
And then we will have this fellowship according to the body.
Amen.
I like Sister sharing. When you go out, when you fellowship with the body, then, you know, you will experience the real abundance of grace.
Amen.
So, lastly, I would like to share the point here is under the Roman numeral 5, point C. It says, it's by church fellowship in the body of Christ that the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet.
Amen.
You see that? So we think, oh, we will crush the Satan under our feet by reigning in life.
Amen.
But from God's eyes, it's the church.
Amen.
It's the church that will crush the Satan under our feet.
Amen.
And that's through the fellowship from the churches.
Amen.
So I will just stop here. We pray the Lord really you know, makes this high level truth, high peak truth to our daily life.
Amen.
So that we can really, you know, reach to what's on God, our God's heart.
Amen.
Pray, just pray for the for pray to the Lord that Lord will gain what He is after.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He gave us 2024, the first one.
Amen.
Oh, new beginning.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody, get a surplus.
Amen.
Oh, we can consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen.
Thank you for those sharing.
Amen.
How you continue speaking to us.
Amen.
Bring us to the good land.
Amen.
Let us all rise.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, make you speak a reality now.
Amen.
Oh, the veil has been broken.
Amen.
We can come to the throne of grace to receive more grace.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Give us a new heart.
Amen.
Oh, so we can reign in life with you.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Open our heart to you.
Amen.
To receive your abundance grace in our daily life.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, may we receive more of your life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, by receiving your abundant grace.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may you just be so present in our
situation.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may we just not live by our own life, but by your life, Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you for speaking this morning.
Amen.
We give you this week.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, this week we can enjoy your abundant grace.
Amen.
Oh, reigning life.
Amen.
Amen.
Receiver.
Amen.
Receivers of grace.
Amen.
Yes, you want to live through us as grace.
Amen.
We just want to allow you this week.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we'd like to join you in your reigning.
Amen.
Reigning over every negative thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. You didn't come to us as a law.
Amen.
You didn't come to us alive.
Amen.
A living person.
Amen.
So pray for this week. We'll live with you.
Amen.
To be our person.
Amen.
Bringing our life.
Have dinner. Lunch.
You're putting away every encumbrance to eat, huh?
Yeah.
You guys record the meetings?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know how to turn it off. My little brother.